Course of Retail podcast. My name is Michael LeBlanc, and I am your host. This podcast is produced in conjunction with Retail Council of Canada. Welcome to a special RCC Retail HR Conference bonus episode. These bonus episodes will introduce you to a few retail thought leaders and changemakers speaking at Canada's only conference for retail human resource professionals, April 20th at the International Centre in Mississauga. A packed full day of discussion and learning on today's most pressing HR issues. In this episode, Tanya Fratangeli, Chief People Officer at IKEA Group, shares her background, what she'll be talking about on the stage, and two starts, one-stop advice for retailers. Let's listen in now. Tanya, welcome to the Voice of Retail podcast. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Yourself?
I am fantastic. Where am I finding you today? Are you in the home office? Are you on the road? Where are you today?
Yeah, I'm actually in not home office today, which I normally am, but I'm actually in the IKEA offices today in Burlington.
Well, listen, you and I've spoken before. I'm not even sure we've actually met. I was just about to say we've met, but we've spoken. I feel like we've met you, but this will be the first time at Retail HR. I think we'll have the opportunity to actually meet in person. But for the audience, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you do for a living.
Yeah, absolutely. So a bit about myself. So I have been in human resources for coming up to 30 years now. I kind of fell into the career back in the early 90s, and it's just kind of become a real interest and passion of mine. I'm actually, I'm a mom, which is probably what I always lead with first. It's my most important job. I'm actually a mom of two twin girls who are 23. Just starting their careers, and a husband that we've been together for over 30 years now as well. So, and I have, and I said, as I've been in the field now for coming up to 30 years, and I've had the privilege of leading functions like people and culture for probably the last 15 years, and had the opportunity to kind of be in a number of different industries. I've kind of taken my craft and kind of been able to explore different industries, starting, kind of in the services area, IT, kind of in the boom of the IT era when all the dot-coms were coming out, which was super cool. So like very much entrepreneurial startup, like with really nothing but a pen and a paper. And then I've moved into healthcare for a little bit, as well as in manufacturing. And then most recently now with IKEA in retail. So it's been a lot of fun.
Wow. Very, very diverse. Now, there's no one listening to this who wouldn't know the name IKEA, but sometimes I find they may or may not know the kind of the scope and scale, both in Canada and around the world. So just refresh us about, how many stores or how many associates you have both here and around the world, just to give people a sense of the scope and scale of the business and the business you support.
Absolutely. So yes, I think, everyone can identify with IKEA and especially our meatballs and the furniture. Yeah. But, we're so much more. I mean, it's a global brand. We're in over 30 countries. Canada itself, we are actually span across the country. We have just over 7,000 coworkers. We have 15, almost 16 stores. We have 14 that are kind of our traditional, what we like to endearingly call our blue boxes, the big the big locations, and they kind of span across from the west through to the east. Most of them are concentrated in Ontario and Quebec. But then we also have two extra small stores, which is a new format for us. So I don't know if anyone has had a chance to visit, but it's a really cool format down in downtown Toronto, just on Yonge. And then we also have one opening up in Scarborough soon, kind of in the late summer, early fall. So that will be in the Scarborough Town Centre, which is going to be super exciting. And then we have actually three distribution centres across Canada because we're such a large country. So getting, product to all of our customers, we do need to make sure we can meet those customers where they are. And then we also have a call centre. So those all kind of make up the just over 7,000 coworkers we have in Canada. We're about a $3 billion, $30 billion company in Canada. So it's a big business. And we've really kind of evolved, I would say, kind of following the pandemic. I think historically, it's really an experience at IKEA where you come into our blue boxes and then you really have an opportunity to explore and get inspired. But, since the pandemic and we were kind of thrust into the online world, we've actually really gained a lot of consumers from that space. So we're probably sitting at, you know, about 30% of our business now is actually online.
That's a big change.
Yeah. It went from 3% to 35% at the peak of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of hovering around the 28 to 30%. Mm. But I think it's just a way where, you know, just different ease of shopping and, you know, how do we meet our customer in the ways that they want to be met is, you know, we've continued to evolve our business. So we're very much more of an omni-channel. In a retailer where we also have kind of the remote sales, the online sales, and then obviously our traditional stores where people still, you know, visit us quite frequently as well.
Well, my experience of your store really mirrors that because sometimes my wife and I go wandering around looking for what we don't know what we're looking for, but we kind of have an idea. So that's where the inspiration. And then sometimes I order online, you know, my desk and shelves at home are all IKEA. I knew exactly what I wanted and just ordered them. So, you know, there's no need for me to go wandering around. I knew exactly you had the perfect item for me. So I just ordered it online. You know, what's really interesting and it's probably good for another episode, but it's the small store strategy I find when talking to retailers is so interesting because you've got to decide what to edit down to put in that particular box, right? That's not exactly as easy as everybody thinks, right? It's not like you necessarily put the biggest sellers. It's got to be, your merchants really have to put a lot of thought into what goes into a proper edited assortment. Has that been the learning for IKEA as well when they look at the
absolutely
poster? Yeah.
Yeah, because in that format, you can't have as many articles as you would have. But it's that omni-channel, you know, solution. So even though maybe it's not physically there, you could still kind of order it. But it's about, you know, kind of what really, what's the demographic in that area? So especially downtown Toronto, you know, a lot of the universities are all there. So how do we kind of target those? So it's really understanding your demographics in the area so that you carry the articles that make the most sense, especially for those that are kind of coming into the unit. And then even just one of the other learnings we've had is really about how do you get the product, you know, to the customer's home?
They may not have a car, right?
So we've partnered with Penguin Pickup, and they have expanded as well to support our business so that, you know, customers can either come into the store or in that location to be able to get their products. And then in some cases, you know, it's about different delivery options as well. So I say those are the kind of the learnings that we continue to have is how do you really meet the customer in the way that they live in those spaces?
Yeah, very, very interesting. Keep a close eye on that. Well, you're on the stage at the Retail Human Resources Conference coming up April 20th. I think you're with Kevin Graff as your moderator. Kevin and I just got off mic doing one of these bonus episodes as well. So tell us, share with the audience a little bit about what you'll be talking about so they get excited about joining us at the International Center in Toronto.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, it's actually a really interesting topic. It's something that I, you know, kind of has spent actually personally a lot of time reflecting on. It's really the role of, you know, people in culture or human resources, whatever the nomenclature is of the day. You know, what would that role need to be in the future? And how do we support the business? I think coming out of, you know, the pandemic, you know, the role itself has really been elevated. I have always had the privilege of working in organizations where the function is well respected. We have a really strong seat at the table. It's always been important to me. But how do we really ensure that we advocate for that for future generations that will be in this industry so that they can really, you know, contribute to the business? I think oftentimes, you know, we need to kind of move away from the traditional view of it being more administrative and supportive of a function, but really being able to join the business. I think the pandemic really catapulted the function, you know, when we were faced with the dilemma of, okay, well, now what do we do? How do we take care of people? How do we run the business? And so I think, you know, a lot of the experiences that I have been able to accumulate over my time and, you know, the learnings I've had, you know, love to share those and have a really good discussion with colleagues around, you know, how do we really ensure that we secure the future of people and culture and really ensure that it has that strategic seat at the table going forward and that we don't, you know, we don't recede back to maybe what was. So that's kind of what I'm hoping we'll have the opportunity to have a really good chat about.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. I mean, as you may know, I write the retail conditions report. So I talk to retailers coast to coast. And if supply chain was top of mind 2 years ago, people are now top of mind in the way supply chain was. Just hard to find, harder to keep, turn our minds to keeping great people. And you're your function, always important, is always is like really top of mind right now. So, you know, I can't think of a better time. Well, let's wrap up with this question and a little hint of your insights here for the pod. Two starts and one stop advice based on your experience today, what your experience is in both acquiring and keeping great talent. Two things retailers should start doing if they're not, and perhaps one thing they should stop doing, perhaps not working anymore. And what do you think?
Yeah, I would say that, two things that I have personally kind of spearheaded here, even at IKEA, around two starts is, first and foremost, I think it's about being super clear around understanding the business as people and culture, right? So we have to join the business and really understand what is relevant and meaningful and needed, and then bring those solutions, to the table. And, oftentimes we're struggling between, other priorities, whether it's in a matrix model or whether it's North American or global. Mm-hmm. So it's about really being able to build that credibility with the business to be able to provide those solutions. And then I would say the second thing is, I really feel what's important from a start perspective in people and culture is understanding that we really need to have a financial acumen. Mm-hmm. We have to be the advocates. We have to be the function that can speak for the many coworkers, as we refer to it at IKEA, in terms of where do we invest. For years and years, we tend to look at people as a cost. Our staff lines are the most expensive, but we have to be able to meet the business, understand the need, and be able to meet them in those financial conversations and advocate for those investments. I would say those are the two things that mm-hmm. we really need to start. And I think the one thing that we need to stop is, I think we need to stop holding ourselves back and kind of remaining in what's comfortable, right? Staying in the safe zone and being able to really push ourselves to become true business partners, as we refer to them, where, we can really join in what's exciting and fun around the future, as opposed to just trying to maintain. And obviously there's an importance in terms of that governance and that structure, but that we don't just hang in there constantly. We need to kind of really let go of old ways of working and really allow ourselves to kind of enter into this new space. Otherwise, the profession itself, I think, will, not be recognized. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes it harder, and maybe be from a retention perspective in the future, how do we really attract talent into this space? And, for me, I love taking conversations with our up and coming talent in people and culture, and being able to help them see, what it really could be, and not to get stuck in the minutia of the day to day.
All right. Well, speaking of that last point, how do people get in touch with you? Maybe they might want to explore opportunities in your function on your team at IKEA. Are you a LinkedIn person? Is that a good way to get in touch?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn with my name. So Tanya Fratangeli, and you can look me up either IKEA or Tanya Fratangeli. That's the best way to probably reach out. I'm always on LinkedIn, checking messages.
Well, Tanya, thanks so much for joining me on the Voice of Retail podcast for this special bonus episode. Look forward to actually finally meeting you in person. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes.
Coming up on the 20th. Thanks again for joining me on the pod, and I wish you a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Voice of Retail. If you haven't already, be sure and follow on your favorite podcast platform so new episodes will land automatically each week. And be sure to check out my other retail industry media properties, Remarkable Retail Podcast with Steve Dennis, and the Global E-Commerce Leaders Podcast. Last but not least, if you're into barbecue, check out my YouTube barbecue show, Last Request Barbecue, with new episodes each and every week. I'm your host, Michael LeBlanc, consumer growth consultant, president of Emmy LeBlanc and Company Inc., Maven Media, and keynote speaker. If you're looking for more content or want to chat, follow me on LinkedIn or visit my website at meleblanc.co. Safe travels, everyone!